lot of people are like, oh, well, if God is good, then why is there suffering? And then they'll turn to the universe and all these crystals and these false gods and et cetera, and think that they won't carry the same principles. It's funny that people will turn to crystals and tarot card readings and the universe, and they'll have the audacity to say, well, if your God is so good, then why is there suffering? But won't prompt those same questions towards the things that they're practicing. If crystals are so good, then why is there suffering? If the universe is so good, then why is there still suffering? If your false gods are so good, then why is there suffering? The difference between your practice and between my true authentic relationship with Christ is that he actually has an answer. And it's not that he permits suffering, but God allows suffering to happen because he's given us the freedom to freely choose him. And with that, evil came into play, not because he wanted it to happen, but because people didn't choose God.